这是普通高等学校招生，全国统一考试英语科听力部分。该部分分为第一、第二两节。注意，回答听力部分时，请先将答案标在试卷上。听力部分结束前，你将有两分钟的时间将你的答案转图到答题卡上。现在是听力试音时间。
Hello, International Friends Club. Can I help you?
Oh, hello. I read about your club in the paper today, and I thought I'd phone to find out a bit more.
Yes, certainly. Well, we're a sort of social club for people from different countries. It's quite a new club. We have about 50 members at the moment, but we're growing all the time.
That sounds interesting. I'm British, actually, and I came to Washington about 3 months ago. I'm looking for ways to meet people. What kind of events do you organize?
Well, we have social get-togethers and sports events, and we also have language evenings.
Could you tell me something about the language evenings?
Yes. Every day, except Thursday,We have a language evening. People can come and practice their languages. You know, over a drink or something. We have different languages on different evenings. Monday, Spanish. Tuesday, Italian. Wednesday, German. And Friday, French. On Thursday, we usually have a meal in a restaurant for anyone who wants to come.
Well, that sounds great.I really need to practice my French.
Okay, well, if you can just give me your name and address, I'll send you the form and some more information. If you join now, you can have the first month free.
试音到此结束。听力考试正式开始。请看听力部分第一节。第一节，听下面五段对话，每段对话后有一个小题，从题中所给的 A、B、C 三个选项中选出最佳选项。听完每段对话后，你都有十秒钟的时间来回答有关小题和阅读下一小题。每段对话仅读一遍。例如，现在你有五秒钟的时间看试卷上的例题。你将听到以下内容。
Excuse me, can you tell me how much the shirt is?
Yes, it's 9:15.
你将有五秒钟的时间将正确答案标在试卷上。衬衫的价格为9磅15便士，所以你选择 C 项，并将其标在试卷上。现在，你有五秒钟的时间阅读第一小题的有关内容。
IT department, how can I assist you?
My computer is giving me a lot of trouble. Could you help me with it, please?
Okay, I just need to check on a couple of things.
I'd like to have this blouse washed and pressed.
Okay, but I'm afraid you won't be able to collect it until next Friday. We've been very busy recently.
What a journey! Air travel's more tiring than driving, I'm sure.
I don't think you'd say that if you'd just driven 400 miles. Let's come to Seattle by train next time. It'll be more relaxing. Can I have fried rice or noodles for dinner for a change? I don't feel like steak today.
I'm in a hurry. I can't cook two different meals today. Tomorrow you can have what you want.
All right. All well, Sophie?
Not great. I'm just so down with writing this report.
Are you almost done with it?
Far from it. And I've got to present it in class tomorrow.
第一节到此结束。第二节，听下面五段对话或独白。每段对话或独白后有几个小题。从题中所给的 A、B、C 三个选项中选出最佳选项。听每段对话或独白前，你将有时间阅读各个小题。每小题五秒钟。听完后，各小题将给出五秒钟的作答时间。每段对话或独白读两遍。听下面一段对话，回答第六和第七两个小题。现在你有十秒钟的时间阅读这两个小题。
Richard, why are you taking everything out of your drawer?
I'm looking for a stamp, Sarah.
A stamp? What do you want a stamp for?
I've written a letter to Aunt Vera, and I want to put it in the post before midday.
Can't you just email her?
Yeah, but it's her 70th birthday. Vera will be happy to get a real letter with a real birthday card.
Richard,Why are you taking everything out of your drawer?
I'm looking for a stamp, Sarah.
A stamp? What do you want a stamp for?
I've written a letter to Aunt Vera, and I want to put it in the post before midday.
Can't you just email her?
Yeah, but it's her 70th birthday. Vera will be happy to get a real letter with a real birthday card.
听下面一段对话，回答第八和第九两个小题。现在你有十秒钟的时间阅读这两个小题。
Professor Brooks.I'm Vicki Hillmore in your European history class. Could I speak with you for a few minutes?
Sure. What can I help you with?
Well, I was sick for 2 weeks, so I didn't take the midterm exam. Could you give me another test?
All right. You can take it next Thursday afternoon.
Thank you so much, Professor Brooks. Could I come to you at 3:30 after my English literature class?
No problem.
Professor Brooks, I'm Vicky Hillmore in your European history class. Could I speak with you for a few minutes?
Sure. What can I help you with?
Well, I was sick for 2 weeks, so I didn't take the midterm exam. Could you give me another test?
All right. You can take it next Thursday afternoon.
Thank you so much, Professor Brooks. Could I come to you at 3:30 after my English literature class?
No problem.
听下面一段对话，回答第十至第十三四个小题。现在你有20秒钟的时间阅读这四个小题。
Linda, you work on plays and shows, but you're not on stage. What do you do?
I'm a costume designer. I help the actors become their characters.
Is it kind of like playing dress-up?
A little bit. But I need to study the play to create the character's clothes, not just use my imagination.
How do you do that?
I read the play and do research about the time and place of the story.If the story is set in the past, I might study old magazines or paintings. For plays set now, I sometimes collect pictures of people on the street.
Then what do you do?
I take my ideas and pictures to the director of the show. We talk about whether I'm on the right track. If it's good, we will hire a tailor to make the costume.
Is it finished then?
Almost.We still need to try it on the actor to make sure everything fits and looks good.
Wow! It takes so many steps to make a costume.
Yes, it does. I work with lots of different people to put it all together.
Linda, you work on plays and shows, but you're not on stage. What do you do?
I'm a costume designer. I help the actors become their characters.
Is it kind of like playing dress-up?
A little bit. But I need to study the play to create the character's clothes, not just use my imagination.
How do you do that?
I read the play and do research about the time and place of the story. If the story is set in the past, I might study old magazines or paintings. For plays set now, I sometimes collect pictures of people on the street.
Then what do you do?
I take my ideas and pictures to the director of the show. We talk about whether I'm on the right track. If it's good, we will hire a tailor to make the costume.
Is it finished then?
Almost. We still need to try it on the actor to make sure everything fits and looks good.
Wow! It takes so many steps to make a costume.
Yes, it does.I work with lots of different people to put it all together.
听下面一段对话。回答第十四至第十七四个小题。现在你有20秒钟的时间阅读这四个小题。
Hi, Kevin. I just got back from the art gallery. There is a wonderful show of abstract art. You should have come with me.
I don't know. Abstract art seems like children's painting to me.
Well, if you don't understand what the artist is trying to communicate, it can seem a little like that.
What did you see, then?
There were two paintings that impressed me most. The first was a huge one, which I suppose was a tree, although it could have been anything.
What did you like about it?
Just the way the tree looked. It was like the tree was made of hard metal, and the mix of white and gray made everything look like it was winter, freezing winter.
That's something. What about the other one?
The second looked like a piece of grassland. All the grass was purple and red, and there was green sky in the background. I looked at it and thought of summer.
Your description really teaches me something about appreciating abstract art. Maybe I should go and give this show a try this Saturday.
You really should. Hi, Kevin. I just got back from the art gallery. There is a wonderful show of abstract art. You should have come with me.
I don't know. Abstract art seems like children's painting to me.
Well, if you don't understand what the artist is trying to communicate, it can seem a little like that.
What did you see, then?
There were two paintings that impressed me most. The first was a huge one, which I suppose was a tree, although it could have been anything.
What did you like about it?
Just the way the tree looked. It was like the tree was made of hard metal, and the mix of white and gray made everything look like it was winter, freezing winter.
That's something. What about the other one?
The second looked like a piece of grassland. All the grass was purple and red, and there was green sky in the background. I looked at it and thought of summer.
Your description really teaches me something about appreciating abstract art. Maybe I should go and give this show a try this Saturday.
You really should.
听下面一段独白，回答第十八至第二十三个小题。现在你有十五秒钟的时间阅读这三个小题。
You are watching the morning news. This is Stephen Johnson. Sydney and the New South Wales coast have been hit by heavy rains. Major roads, the airport, trains and buses were all thrown behind schedule as more than a month's worth of rain fell in just 1 hour during the morning rush. All traffic into Sydney remains very heavy. Pittwater Road is closed due to a car crash. Consider using Wicks Road instead. A police officer has been hurt assisting drivers in North Ryde. A woman is believed to have broken her leg after a tree fell on her car. The roof of Town Hall Station has fallen in, causing delays for passengers. The rain is expected to be at its heaviest from 9 a.m. until 11 a.m. Today, a total of up to 200 millimeters of rain is being forecast, along with damaging winds of more than 90 kilometers per hour to follow. All road users are advised to reconsider the need to be on the roads in such wild weather and reschedule their day and continue on their journey after the rain stops. You are watching the morning news. This is Stephen Johnson.
Sydney and the New South Wales coast have been hit by heavy rains. Major roads, the airport, trains and buses were all thrown behind schedule as more than a month's worth of rain fell in just 1 hour during the morning rush. All traffic into Sydney remains very heavy. Pittwater Road is closed due to a car crash. Consider using Wicks Road instead. A police officer has been hurt assisting drivers in North Ryde. A woman is believed to have broken her leg after a tree fell on her car. The roof of Town Hall Station has fallen in, causing delays for passengers. The rain is expected to be at its heaviest from 9 a.m. until 11 a.m. Today, a total of up to 200 millimeters of rain is being forecast, along with damaging winds of more than 90 kilometers per hour to follow. All road users are advised to reconsider the need to be on the roads in such wild weather and reschedule their day, and continue on their journey after the rain stops.
将试卷上的答案转涂到答题卡上。
听力部分到此结束。